bodies for the, you know, and all of that, for that, well, but you just don't hear this chivalry, and they don't do those things anymore.
Yeah,
and
I have a line there. You want to give us some silver, or you want to give us some from
China, crystal.
China, you ever seen an egg made out of China?
What's China that? China egg, or nest egg. They claim to put that in the nest of a hen that it tries to delay. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I've heard of people go put stuff.
Oh, yes. They used to keep them, the China eggs in the nest.
You ever play in that? Yeah. Said it was in trouble with something. Or you might say, well, they didn't arrest one, just one or two of them. They arrested them.
The gang of the tribe.
And you mentioned the square dances and things like that. Are there any other type of dances that you would like to go to?
We used to have neighborhood dances where the whole families would take part, and they were more or less around dancing and square dancing, which you could do either one. It was just more or less a family get-together party. Maybe make homemade ice cream and things like this.
Did you have chaperone me dancing when you go to school?
Oh, yes.
What kind of things
did
they have?
Well, they mostly had the just regular dance, whatever the dance where the step was in fashion at that time, I guess what they would do, and then we just serve light refreshments for them.
Did they have like prongs or something?
Yes, we always had prongs.
Is that you were formal wear?
Formal wear. And most of the time the prongs were for something, in other words, like a Spanish garden or something like this. So,
they kind of
thing. Well, yeah, have a theme for it.
Say it, if you drew it out of school at 3 o'clock, you would say it. 3 o'clock school looks like.
School looks like.
And, yeah, after summer vacation, the children ask, well, when does school
start or begin?
And, so four of these moments, you know, go to school, and both things in the school, you better show up, you say, before you.
Well, he played hooky, his gift, I didn't play hookies.
That's the expression you use mostly. That's good. You use that like a college student,
maybe? Yeah. As long as they didn't come to class.
And you go to school to get what?
An education.
And did you tell me the school here was a one-room school?
When I first started in Leesburg, I mean, here at Whitney was one-room school. I mean, in Leesburg, we had all the classes in one building.
Where did you sit?
I sat right on the first, next to the front row. And I, being in first grade, I didn't have a desk. I sat on the bench. It was made for me so my feet would touch the floor.
Were they benches for first graders?
Yes.
The rest of them benches?
They had a bench on the other side of us. And as each class would come up to recite their lesson, they would sit on this bench in front of the teacher.
The rest of them had desks?
Yes.
So a book, a building, especially for books, just for books, is the
library.
Tell me, did you work for the post office, and your employer would be a federal what?
Would be a federal postmaster, I guess.
So what kind of employee would you
be? I'd be a civil service, under the civil service.
If you're a stranger and you go into town, open eyes, you can stay at a
motel.
That sounds like a hotel to you,
is it? No, a motel and a hotel are two different things. A hotel is a night lodging with dining facilities and everything. Motels now are where you can take your car and park right by your rooms, individual rooms. A hotel's one building.